Birkaim Koishlo is Chelek Yaakov Moshia Beis Zoro Letzedek Yimlo Ichmelech Yoimar Shom Uyemei Evleich Looiroi Nisa Vaneileich. Next kina is kina Lamed Aleph 31:33. Eishtukad Bekirbi is kina that we do every year. It expresses the pain that we feel, the great contrast, the great distance between who we were, Betzeisimi Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, and what we had, Betzeisimi Mitzrayim, and who we are, and what we've become ever since, Betzeisimi Yerushalayim. Eish Tukad Bekirbi, a fire burns within me, a fire of chizuk, of elation, Bahaloisi Alibi, when I remember Betzeisi Mimitzroyim, when I remember all I had, the nisim and niflois of Betzeisi Mimitzroyim. Kinim o'iro, but I say kinim, lema'an azkiro, so that I remember Betzeisi Mirushaloyim. And then the kino, line after line, compares and contrasts the gifts, the madregas, the special levels, the closeness we had, Betzeisi Mimitzroyim, and compares that to the upset, to the pain, to the suffering, and to the distance of Betzeisi Mirushaloyim. Perhaps we need to see in this juxtaposition of Betzeisi Mimitzroyim and Betzeisi Mirushaloyim, we have to see also the tikkun and realize that Betzeisi Mirushaloyim was the beginning of the tikkun of Betzeisi Mimitzroyim. We read yesterday in Parshas Devorim, we read the posuk, "Vateirognu ve'oholeichem." Klal Yisrael complained, grumbled. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "You grumbled." Vatoimru besinas Hashem oisonu oitzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim. You said that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim from hatred. To deliver us into the hands of the Emoiri. After all that Klal Yisrael had been zoicha to, after all the nisim, the miracles they'd merited, they fell to a point where they expressed that perhaps Yitzias Mitzrayim was not for our good. And perhaps Eretz Yisrael is not what we were promised it would be. As Rashi says, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You're giving us the lesser land. Mitzrayim is a land that's irrigated by the Nile. You're taking us to a dry land." And it was from that Vateirognu, from that grumbling, the Bechiyo Shel Chinom, the crying for nothing that Chazal tell us, Churban Bayis Rishon eventually evolved. Because there was a lack of appreciation, a lack of understanding of what Eretz Yisrael is. In order to be zeicher to Eretz Yisrael, we have to treasure Eretz Yisrael. We have to be able to see what Yeshua and Kalev saw, the Toivo Ha'oretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. The Pasuk says so, the Pasuk in Tehillim says so clearly. The Kuzari brings this Pasuk when he explains that we'll only be Zeicha to Eretz Yisrael to the degree that we're Mechaviv, that we love Eretz Yisrael. And he says, the Pasuk says, Ato sokum terachim tzioin ki eis lechenano kivo moed. Hashem will arise. Hashem will have rachmonus on tzioin. The time to favor tzioin will come, but it depends on kirotsu avodecho es avoneo ves aforo yechineinu. It's when Klal Yisrael, when the Avdei Hashem have cherished her stones, when they love the dust of Eretz Yisrael. It's the love of Eretz Yisrael that will ensure that ato tzokum terachim tzirin, ki eis lechenano kivo moed. So betzesi mimitzroim, with all that I had, Klal Yisrael were guilty of not appreciating Eretz Yisrael enough. And then, betzeisim Yerushalayim, then we were sent away from Yerushalayim, sent away from Eretz Yisrael. And ever since then, for almost 2,000 years, Yidden have been longing and longing. Ki lishuoscho kivinu kol hayoyim. Tidbak lishoini lechiki im lo yezkerechi, im lo yales Yerushalayim al rish simchosi. For almost 2,000 years, Yidden have cried, Yidden have longed, Yidden have expressed their love for Eretz Yisrael, Yidden have tried with every opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael. And all of that, that kivui, that longing, that kirotsu avodecho es avoneo, that's the tikkun of the betzesi mimitzrayim. And that's something that we have to take with us out of Tisha B'Av. We don't belong here. We're being made to feel more and more, as the Rav mentioned before, we're being made to feel uncomfortable. We're being reminded again and again that we don't belong here. This isn't our place. The Yid belongs in Eretz Yisrael. And the more we can generate that kivui, that longing, the more we'll be zeichet to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is built through the chiku, yishlach l'keitz yomin mashicheinu l'fdois mechakei keitz yeshuasi. But of course, longing for Eretz Yisrael means longing for Hashros Hashchina, longing for Ruchnias. In order to be people who long, who are mekaveh, who are mechakeh for Eretz Yisrael, we have to be people who live Ruchnias. Our priorities have to be priorities of Aliyah in Torah, in Avodah, in Kirvas Elokim. Because that's what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is going to be the ultimate opportunity of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the starting point is in what we live for, in what's important to us. If we live for Ruchnias, then we'll memela, we'll naturally be asking Shibonah b'samikdosh b'meheir av yomein av asimchol keinu b'sirosechol. I just want to share something so precious I saw in a new book about Rabbi Yosef Friedenson, the great Holocaust survivor, was mechazik so many Yidden. So I just saw B'soich HaDvorim in the midst of his narrative. He writes, he says, we don't appreciate enough the simple Yidden in Poland. And he tells a story. He says, not long after the war, an uncle of his, an uncle of Rabbi Yosef, he's been an old man, he came to visit, and the weather was bad. He hadn't planned to stay over, but he ended up staying with Rabbi Yosef Friedenson. He ended up staying overnight. So in the morning, when he got up, he said to his nephew, Rabbi Yosef, can you lend me a pair of tefillin? So Rabbi Yosef said, he said, I'm sorry, I've only got one pair, and I'm going to davening now. So his uncle reacted with amazement. He jumped up and he went over to his clothes cupboard and he swung open the door. It's an old Polish Yid, he didn't have any qualms. And he started to count his suits. And he said, one, two, three, four. He said, let me tell you something. He said, the poshut Yid in Poland had one pair of pants, one pair of trousers, but two pairs of tefillin. He said, you've got nine pairs of trousers and only one pair of tefillin. So he says, Rabbi Yosef Friedenson said that later that day, he happened to be by Rabbi Yitzchok Kuttner, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha. And he told Rabbi Yitzchok Kuttner what his uncle had told him. And he said, Rabbi Yitzchok Kuttner, the Rosh Hashiva, he was so affected by this story. He began to bang on the table. He said over and over again, Ein paar Hosen, zwei paar Tefillin. One pair of trousers and two pairs of tefillin. Ein paar Hosen, zwei paar Tefillin. And then he turned to Rabbi Yosef and he said, that was European Shehidin. That's what we've lost. Ein paar Hosen, zwei paar Tefillin. That was the way Yidin lived their lives. All that mattered was Ruchnius. And that's the beginning, that's the Sheirish of Kibui for the Geula. The more we appreciate, the more we treasure every mitzvah, every tefillah, every word of Torah, the more we'll be overcome, we'll be overwhelmed by longing to the time when Molo Ha'oretz Deos Hashem Kamayim Le'yom Machasim, and that's the tachlis of the Betzesi Mirushalayim. And we're at the end of this golus. There's been so much kivui already. We just have to add to the kivui of Deiri Deiris our longing, our sincere, genuine longing. Shibona Beisamikdash Bimheir Yomeinu, we should be Zeicha to Ashron Sashchina. And then we'll be Zeicha as the Kinnah concludes. Sosoin Vesimcho Venos Yogoin Vanocho Beshuvi Lirushalayim. Ishtuka Pukiri Vahavasili Alivi.